is the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Jets Pharmacy, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, and by Cunningham Jewelers. And now, here is your host, Harold Webster.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network, and I'm Harold Webster. This segment of the Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Jets Pharmacy. And now joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Bradley Warren.
Hey, Harold.
Brad, how are you doing?
I don't feel better after a win, but I'm tired.
Well, this past Friday night, you took your team on up to Savannah to meet the Johnson High Atom Smashers.
Yeah.
And came home with a very successful victory, 26-0. Won't you tell us about the highlights of the game, and let's get into some of the details.
Well, first off, hats off to Johnson. They're a very athletic football team. They're very physical. They're well coached. We had to play to beat them. We were a little sloppy. Offense produced, but we laid the ball on the ground more than I cared to. We lost a turnover or two. And one of them was a 40-yard run fake punt that we had a first down in the red zone, and we turned it over after the fake punt. then the other was a long run as well. It wasn't that we were just turning the ball over. It was just coming after extra efforts being given running the ball. So they're giving the extra effort, and they're losing concentration on where the ball is. So the ball is coming away from their body. And anyway, so we turned those two over. But highlights, we opened the game with two safeties. I made the comment that we playing baseball or football. We're up 4-0.
Somebody hit a grand slam, didn't they?
Like, this is awkward. Two straight series, two
safeties.
Two safeties. So the first series that they had the ball, we had a really good kickoff by Brandon Fowler. Went to the left corner of the end zone. They weren't expecting. He kicked it first. I've ever seen him kick a ball. And he didn't kick it any further than that night. That was his best one. So they had the ball on, I don't know, probably around their 20 or so. Maybe even less than that. Actually, it was less than that. Probably around their 10 or 15. And our nose guard pressured the center really hard, and the ball went sailing over the quarterback's head, and we recovered it. What appeared to be a touchdown. A signal was a touchdown as well. And I think the referees, officials spoke to each other, and they decided that it was a safety, that the player had recovered it on the line. So it was 2-0. And then we had the nose guard in the next series broke through the line on a screen pass outside, and he made the quarterback throw the ball behind the line of scrimmage, and it bounced and went through the corner of the end zone on the front pylon, and we got another
safety.
Yes. So we're up 4-0.
Thanks to their fine offensive efforts.
Yeah. It's like, thanks, guys.
Okay.
In the first half, keep talking about offense in the first half. We'll go to defense. In the first half, we only scored one touchdown, and we weren't ready to really try our extra point field goal game. I've got a young man, Jeremy Carey, who's working on that. And I think he's going to contribute in a few weeks. He's getting much better. We're just not to the point. We might be the point this week, though, that he's ready to kick a live extra point on Friday night.
Well, you've got a good snapper. It's just it looked like in the ones I've seen, the kicker has got to be moving to the ball a little quicker.
Yeah, he just never played. So we do have a good snapper. It's funny you mentioned that. We have Dawson Hassler, who's a nationally ranked long snapper this year. Not a state rank, but he's ranked 44th in the country. In long snapping.
Well, he gets it back there now.
Yep, he's good. And so, snap's not an issue. Just getting the kick is. So, the only scoring drive, my son led, Brett, in the first half. He led a drive down the field and all runs, one pass, and threw a play-action shot. We had a short distance to go and threw the play-action shot and missed. And then we scored a touchdown. Ernest McIntosh went for two and made it 12-0 at the half. And it was a tough fought 12 points.
Yep. This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, you went into halftime up 12-0. Yep. Defense is really playing lights out because the stat I saw was they were only ran 13 offensive plays in the first half. So that's not much for a high school football team.
That is called ball control.
Yeah.
I think ball control and defense. That was in our
defense.
Element. So, let's see. So open up the half. We'll go back and talk about defense. So we open up the half, and we have two drives. We go down Nehemiah West and Ernest McIntosh carried the load Friday night. I think Ernest was 17 carries, 114 yards, and Nehemiah West was 9 carries for 85 yards. Then the rest of the team, I think Lorenzo Reed had 7 carries for 35. We ended up on the night, Harold, about right at 300 yards rushing, 290-something yards rushing, and I think overall 330 yards counting the passing game.
That's the kind of offense you want every week, isn't it, Coach?
Yeah, we only – I had some sports reporter call me. Coach, you only threw the ball 4 times. Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of a record for you, Coach, because we've got a lot of games where we've only thrown it one time, and that was just to show them that we could throw it.
We did the same thing Friday night. We threw two big receptions to MJ Quarterman for first downs, big plays. He had a long run of 28 yards on one of his catches. So we can go to the air. Brett missed a strike. Brett threw the ball to Neo, the starting quarterback. Neo was at slot. It was covered. They did a good job on our play action. And then right at the end of the game, we tried to hit a quick screen that didn't look good. So we've got to go back to the drawing board on that one.
Yeah.
But the other passes were fine. It's just we're a run-based team, and we pound you with running backs and an offensive line. And if you let us do that, we can. We also have a two-minute offense we can get in. And the two completions that we had were the two-minute offense.
Well, yeah. This is high school football, and if you can run the ball like we do, you don't have to pass a lot.
No.
You get in situations where the defense will set it up so you can complete some passes because they're going to try and stop the run. They're going to leave the middle of the field
open.
Back,
if you don't have a philosophy as a coach and a program and that your kids believe in, you're not going to be very good.
Mm-hmm.
So like you just said a little while ago, they only had 13 plays in the first half. So divide that by two. That's less than 7 per quarter. That puts a lot of pressure on their offense for when we're playing good defense, we're controlling the clock. That's our element. You get us out of our element, we've got to do some other things, but that's what we want to do to you.
Yeah. Yeah, you really put the pressure on their defense when they're going 3 and out consistently. It's just it's brutal on
them. Our kids were saying in the late third, early fourth quarter that their defense was wore out. They were tapping out.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were tired of tackling.
And they've got some big boys there on our side to have to tackle too. Some good running backs. Well, Coach, that is outstanding, and we're going to take a break here. And there's more to come on the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Here at Cunningham Jewelers, we are like you, and we are Friday Night Light fans. Come find that special gift for that special person, no matter your budget. At Cunningham Jewelers, we don't settle for the field goal. We help you punch it in for the touchdown. So come on down to Cunningham Jewelers and let our friendly staff help you go for two. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. All right, Coach. We talked about your offense here in the first half, and let's talk about your defense for the game.
All right. Well, we were talking about philosophy. So ours is ball control on offense, whether you're throwing or running. we want to play good defense, or outstanding defense, to really pressure your offense into making mistakes, feeling like you have to score because you hadn't had the ball, and all those things. So our defense played well. I'll start with defensive lineman Derek Irons. He had a stellar night. He's up for the Georgia High School Football Player of the Week this week for his performance. He had two tackles, one assist, which is, you know, that's not much, but he had four tackles for a loss behind the line of scrimmage, one sack, one caused fumble, one fumble recovery, and a safety recovery.
that's a season's worth of
yeah, it's a pretty good night. So they started
stats right
there. Double teaming him. He's been, we didn't move him around hardly any at all Friday night. So,
well, you've got him on the defensive end.
He's playing defensive end.
Did you swap him from side to side depending on how they line up?
But he didn't do that a whole lot. So on one of their, they had two drives where they threatened us a little, and I really didn't want to show any of our stunt pressure game. So on one play, I moved Derek to nose guard.
Okay.
And it was third and long. I knew they were probably passing. I thought, if they've got that double team scheme called, he'll be one on one on the center who hadn't had him all night. He's had a bigger kid, Javonte Cummins. And I told Coach Minish on the sidelines, I said, Derek's either going to get killed right here or take the handoff. He blew through the line and hit the quarterback and running back at the same time they gave the ball and blew that whole thing up.
Oh, my goodness.
So I was making fun of it. So we're gonna have to come up with some way to put Derek at nose. So we're gonna signal in. We signal in nasty. That means Derek goes to nose.
I think he liked playing that position too.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. He had a good ball game. And I thought Makai Jackson really stepped forward for a second week in a row at playing middle linebacker. That he did well. Ernest McIntosh played we played a two linebacker scheme in the middle Friday night. And Ernest did really well on his flow keys, didn't read his guard keys real well. But he's not been there that long. He's played outside linebacker a lot for us.
Yeah.
Nose guard Javonte Cummings. He's a big freshman as well. He's around 5'10", 260, 70 pounds.
Yes.
He took a major step forward in his reads and keys. He was moving around the field. I hadn't seen a nose guard move like that in a long time. He did extremely well. I thought, you know, our safeties, Nehemiah West and Jalen Dallas, are always real solid. You know, we're fortunate to have them. Then I thought MJ Quarterman at corner took some steps forward. I really only saw one bad thing that he did. We on a play goes to the perimeter to the wide receiver. We believe in attacking the outside leg to turn the player into, if you miss a tackle, into the rest of the defense.
Right.
He attacked the inside leg, which allowed the player to go down the sideline. So that was, other than that, I thought he played an excellent ball game. And then your outside linebackers, Jalen Ellison, he was a major force on the edge Friday night. We rotated some young men. Andrew Roberson rolled his ankle a little bit with the other outside linebackers. We rotated several young kids, including Lorenzo Reed. He did a good job there. And we rotated Tyler Alexander and Chance Landon in at the Mike position. They're both play offense, but back defense up. I think I ran Tyler's gas tank out. They've been really tired for both sides of the ball, so I'm not supposed to do. Then Reggie Williams plays our other corner. He was really solid Friday night. They weren't able to do anything against him, and that leaves our last player that starts on defense, Brandon Fowler. He's a 10th grader with his first year start. He didn't make the production points chart, but he didn't make the negatives either, so he was just kind of a
– He was there.
Neutral that was there.
He was filling a spot.
He did
fill his job.
Doing his job, so we're hoping he can – start making some production points like Derek. If we get a dual threat on either side, he's going to be really tough.
You're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, Coach, I kept hearing that your kids are improving from the scrimmages into this first game, which is what you want every week.
Yeah, we've got our work cut out for us. We're playing a Power 5 receiver this Friday, and possibly, you know, a really good running back. Big test for us.
Okay. Did you have to punt the ball any on Friday night?
Yeah, we did. I think he punted Jalen Dallas, rather. Punted two punts. I think one was long of 41, and had an average of – one of the punts was a little short. He had an average of 32 yards. He pinned them also down deep inside the five one time.
That's good.
Yep.
That's really good. 32-yard average for high school is, in my books, outstanding.
Yeah, one of them boomed for 41. I thought that was impressive. We, if we can average that a year, that's flipping four to first downs, you know.
It is. It is. It's backing them up. That's what you want to do, flip the field. You don't want to be kicking from your own 40 and have it land on the other team's 40. You want to pin them deep if you can.
Yeah.
Well, Coach, that's an outstanding victory. I know you're really proud of the way that your players performed on Friday night. And game one out of the way, we got nine more to go before we look to see if we get to play extra football this year.
The guys that didn't play Friday night, they're playing today against Savannah Christian here at home in a JV game. So.
Well, that'll be exciting.
They're excited. I think they're ready to show Coach Warren they need to be playing on Friday. So
that's what you want to see, isn't it?
One of them texted me today. He wants to run our Wildcat. I didn't have a heart to tell him he's not ready for Wildcat, but he's probably going to see some time at linebacker and fullback today, though.
Well, Savannah Christian will bring in a good JV squad, so it'll be a good test for him.
We beat them 2 years ago here, and last year they roughed us up pretty good at their place. So this is, I guess, the flip match.
Well, maybe a bunch of those players that were on their JV moved up to their varsity, so we got the younger kids coming in, so we can get a little revenge on them this year.
We only sent last year one quarterback up there. That was my son. I thought he would be fine. And he got planted on. He threw a touchdown pass and then got planted and got a concussion.
Oh, boy.
So we didn't, somehow or another, we didn't carry another quarterback up there. One of them was out. So, it didn't go well after that.
No. Well, that's part of the game. It's part of the game.
I think we're just out of quarters. The kids were out of quarters, or maybe Makai Jackson was hurt.
Well, that's right, because JV and varsity combined, six quarters max. Yeah. So if you you play one 4 quarters in JV, you've only got him for two, and a play in a quarter counts as a quarter.
It does. Makai's a 10th grader. He's going to play. He starts at our middle linebacker position.
Yeah.
But on the junior varsity, he's not going to play any defense. He's going to get 2 quarters at quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, I just believe in developing players at that level.
Well, I think that's a smart thing to do. All right, we'll be right back to the Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster, and this segment is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers and Jets Pharmacy. Well, Coach, we got the Johnson High Adam Smashers put away, and we're 1-0 on the season, and we're coming up on Friday night, and we got a big, big rival from across the river.
Yeah.
Team that we always struggle with. Well, you know, when you're a 5A school against a 6A school now, against a little single A school, it always creates problems for us. But
yeah, their depth is a big issue.
Yes. Well, and you would expect that. Glenn Academy, the Red Terriers.
They're coached by Rocky Hidalgo, and they do a great job. He's got a sound staff. They're very well coached on defense. They're really good on defense right now. They got a lot of seniors that, you know, kids are seniors that started last year. They got a big, tall safety. I like to watch play. One of their linebackers is really special. They did graduate some defensive linemen. I was glad to see them go. Especially the nose guard. That kid was really good.
Yes.
So defensively, they're well coached. They run a 3-4. A friend of mine, Josh Veal, I go to church with, he runs the defense and does a good job with it. Of course, you know, Coach Hidalgo has his hands on everything. You know,
he does.
He likes to help with defense and still coach. I do the same thing. I still like to coach. I'm not a CEO. I like to, you know, still coach. so that's part of the fun of it. Offensively, you know, you have to contend with number two, the Prince kid. He's a big power five receiver. I think he's committed to Georgia Tech right now.
Mm-hmm.
He caught a giant play on us last year. That was one of the two plays I thought was difference in the ball game. They made a play over our best DB, just a battle for the ball. He won. He's a 6'5 receiver. The biggest kid on the field Friday night. And then right before the half, we had two plays to get in the end zone on the 1 yard line and didn't get in. So that game was, I think, 22-12 game. And the year before was a 14-14 tie.
It was.
So, you know, they know that we're small. They know they're probably supposed to win. They know they look bad if they don't win. And they also know we're going to play extremely hard. So I'm sure that Coach Hidalgo and his staff will be ready to get this game over with from that perspective. From my perspective, it's going to give us some quality work for later in the season. But I'm also ready to get that game over with. Because it really taxes our depth, you know, in what we do. We have to approach that game a little different. Sometimes in single-A ball, you can say, well, we've got this player playing both ways. They've got that player playing both ways. I think mine's in better shape or not. And we can kind of judge the gas tanks. The gas tank's a big issue in single-A. Well, when we play a team like this, where the gas tank's not a big deal sometimes, we've got to say, all right, you're only playing one way this week, or you're limited this week, because you run out of players that are able to compete at that level a lot faster than they will. You know, we've got our first teams may be pretty equal, and part of our second team may be equal, but their whole second team may be pretty tough. And the third kid coming in is definitely going to be probably outmatch us.
Right, and when teams swap from offense to defense, we're going to keep some kids out there. They're probably going to change out 10 of their kids every time. And so it does create a fatigue problem later in the game.
It does. We've kind of gone to a philosophy of, hey, you're starting on this side of the ball. If you go on the other side of the ball, that's where you're going to get your rest. If you want to rest, you're coming out on that side.
Right.
And so like Neo and Ernest, they both start on defense. They rest on offense.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, Coach, anytime we play Brunswick High or Glen Academy, our kids always play their hearts out.
We'll play hard.
And you might look at the scoreboard and we might be behind at the end, but the kids on the other side, they know that they had a battle against us.
It's good work for them in 6A. In the grand scheme of things, the game doesn't mean anything. It doesn't count on your region record. It's just a non-region game. It's fun for the communities. It's great for the kids. It's great for the atmosphere. Great for our sport.
Yeah.
But the region contests are what counts. So it's good work for them, and it's good work. It's good work for us as well. We were talking about their players on offense. You've got the Prince kid, number two. They've got a really good, talented running back with multiple offers. Peacock kid, but I've heard he's a little banged up right now. We don't know that for sure, but we're going to practice like he's in the ball game. So.
Well, I'm sure that whoever's taking his place is probably going to be pretty talented also.
Yeah, they've changed up a little bit this year. They run the ball quite a bit. They're controlling the clock, shortening the ball game, playing good defense. That sounds familiar, doesn't it?
It sure does. They do take a page out of our playbook.
Yeah, they only ran 10 pass plays in the Statesboro game. So they're not throwing it like they were, but the little quarterback, the Schuneman kid, is a good ball player. He's a baseball player that's played a multi-sport athlete. He's not bad. He's not bad at all. I haven't seen him run yet, so we're not sure, you know, how well he moves.
Mm-hmm.
Or we're not sure if Rocky wants to get Coach Adolfo rather wants to get him hit, you know.
That's
nobody
true.
Really wants to get the quarterback hit a lot. So those are going to be challenges. Can we stand up to their front? You know, they're looking to it. Like, what are we going to do with Derek Irons? You know, what are we going to do with that kid's speed? And, you know, we fire shots back and forth across the river. Rocky and his staff hit me up yesterday, but I was poking and started. I was like, you know, we were so simple against Brunswick High. Just ran our Wildcat look. And I was like, that's a real hard feeling to break down one of the guys. Wasn't it real complicated? And they were like, no, our preparation work was quick, but how to slow you down is not going to be quick. So they know we're going to run out of them. They were complimentary yesterday. They were like, man, you guys got after Brunswick. So I know they're going to tell their kids, hey,
yeah,
they got after them. So, I mean, we'll see Glenn's best effort. They'll get after us.
We hope they take us lightly and we embarrass them again.
Well, I hope they do take us lightly, but I'm not counting on it.
I am not either. Coach Hidalgo is going to remind them of what happened a couple of years ago up here. That 14-14 tie is still in his eating in his craw. Will this game go to overtime? Should there be a tie?
I doubt it. I don't care anything about going to overtime. Okay.
Because I assumed that when it was over, it was over. So I announced that there would be no overtime because this was a non-region game. And of course, the officials heard that and they took off. And I think Hidalgo was jumping up and down on the other sideline saying, no, we want overtime.
Well, he actually knew the rule.
He
knew that we were probably supposed to play, but we both made the call. The official made the call as well. So Coach Hidalgo and I had to go to the Georgia High School Association and discuss what we did. And,
oh, really?
Oh, yeah. But my point, the argument was, we used to have these power rankings.
Yeah.
And the power rankings plainly stated who did overtime and who played overtime and who didn't. Well, the GHSA had left the power rankings rulings in the rule book, but had removed the power rankings themselves. So it was an antiquated rule, a rule that didn't need to apply, but nonetheless, it was still there. So they knew I had a valid argument with that, but insisted that we should have played overtime, and I didn't argue that. I just didn't see any need, and that we had done what we wanted to do. We came and we got quality work in. A tie for us was a win at that time.
It was.
And I like to play overtime when you're supposed to play overtime.
Well, and I think. I mean, if you, both coaches had agreed we want to play overtime, you do it. If one says no, we don't. I think at that point, though, isn't it by the rule, then you don't play it.
We actually decide before the game if we're going to play it or not. In that particular game, had we lost it, it would have been a big blow because we were playing so well right at the end.
Yeah.
Had Coach Hidalgo lost it, it would have been a big blow because we weren't supposed to beat them. So a tie was that's a way to get out of there with quality work.
There you go. And the game is – only means it's just pride
might
for the
bragging
community.
Rights at the
bragging rights, that's right. All right. Well, Coach, we've run out of time. Big game this Friday night. I hope we need a big crowd out there yelling and screaming. It's going to be exciting at Buccaneer Field.
I wish you could have seen my wife and I stock the concession stand. It's kind of what we help do to raise money. I know the other sports work it, including football, but we bought about $1,500 worth of concessions for this game, way more than we normally would. And it filled up the back of my truck and the back seat of my truck. I was like, I had to go back and get pickles Sunday. I didn't have room for the pickle jars.
Well, Coach, you might need to make another trip Thursday evening, too, because you're probably going to sell out.
I hope so.
I do, too. All right, well, fans, thanks for joining us for the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster, and we're signing off.
Go Bucks.
Go Bucks.